inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
It's combat gardening in this week's edition of Garden Talk, and this week we take up arms against the dreaded buttercup. And with us online is Master Gardener Ed Bajarski. Good morning, Ed.
There are days when those buttercups even seem like they're winning.
What do they look like? They're little yellow flowers, aren't they?
Right. So the yellow flowers in another probably be 2 or 3 weeks when they start to bloom, and they will bloom for a large part of the summer. And the birds and the bees do pollinate them, and they make seeds, and that's one way they spread. And otherwise, to some folks, they look a little bit like strawberries, and they even set out runners like strawberries, so they spread that way too.
Oh, viney!
So they are a challenge, yeah. And the common buttercup, the creeping buttercup that we are fighting most vigorously, is a European import or invasive or whatever.
And so what can you do? You just take a weed whacker and top them off before they start to flower?
Well, yeah. I mean, at least stopping them from flowering is good, but that does stimulate other spreading, them to spread by the runners. And, again, they show up in lawns, so, yes, mowing them off takes off the flower tops. But, again, they creep, as their name implies, they creep along the ground. So it is a matter of trying to pull them out, dig them out, which is a challenge, of course, because they're pretty well-rooted, and they'll grow in most any soil from dry to wet and everything in between. For folks who are battling them in a garden situation, I'll lay cardboard down and then either mulch or, if you want some new garden beds, put the cardboard down first and then new clean, relatively clean garden soil. I mean, even our local topsoil isn't going to be free of all weeds, but we can hope at least we have a few years before they take over the garden again. But the cardboard really works well. It stops them from growing. It actually will kill them off. It'll smother them. Soil on top and planting on top of that, and the cardboard only lasts a year or two. So then the roots of the hopefully good stuff that we plant can then grow down into the other soil underneath. And as long as you don't dig down and turn up buried buttercup seeds, which can stay dormant for 50 to 100 years, you're good.
Well, why can't I just go to the store and get a few gallons of Roundup or something? Wouldn't that work?
Well, again, like I mentioned, you can spray. You can use pesticides, and that will kill the plants. But again, the seeds will lay there dormant, and that's one reason why if we can keep the main plants from growing, and then if we don't stir the soil up too much to expose those seeds. Yeah, some of the studies show 50 to 100 years or longer those seeds can stay, and certainly in ground where maybe you've had a patch of plants growing fairly cheerfully, things are starting to show up, and you cultivate it or you till it, suddenly you've got lots of buttercups from who knows how long ago, from multiple previous gardeners who covered them up. So, but the nice thing is, at least, I guess it's a good thing, there are lots of really colorful buttercup relatives that we all do plant. I mean, some of my customers are appalled to hear that they are buttercup relatives, like delphiniums and monkshood, columbines, anemones, troleus globeflowers, which really do look like kind of big buttercups,
and,
you know, with nicer flowers.
And they're not as invasive, and they don't spread as fast, then.
Exactly, they are. I mean, these are cultivated, gardener-selected varieties that are great plants in the garden. They do extremely well here. I don't know if it's because they're relatives of buttercups or not. Peonies used to be in the buttercup family. Now they've got their own separate family. So they've been separated, you know, one degree of separation, I guess, as they say. So these are lots of great plants that we can grow that thrive here. And, of course, keeping after their less desirable relatives, which will take over anyway if you allow them.
Now, do the seeds and those other beneficial relatives or benevolent relatives, are they as long-lasting as the buttercup itself?
Well, I don't know about all the different varieties. I've certainly started from seed. Columbines are easy. And yeah, I would probably say columbines are. And we have wild columbines, the red and yellow ones, that grow here. They're native to Alaska. And there's lots of other native varieties up on the high alpine areas. But things like delphiniums, which I've grown from seed, the seed doesn't last but a couple of years usually in the ground. And again, part of that may be their selection process. We have wild delphiniums and wild monkshood in Alaska. I've seen them growing on alpine areas and up north. I mean, as far north as Fairbanks and beyond. So some of the wilder ones, again, they haven't been bred. They haven't been selected so much. So again, some of those, that's kind of how it tends to work. The more selection you get, they lose some of their viability and even some of their durability. So they need the good garden soil and the pampering that we can give them in the garden.
Okay, Ed Byarski, thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Matt.
Ed Byarski, Master Gardener, with this week's edition of Garden Talk. Weekly feature during the spring, summer, and very early fall.
Grain for grain, sun and rain.
And be sure to sign up for our Garden Talk podcast on our website at ktoo.org.
My brain to the music from the land.